other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got a guest popping in the next segment to talk about Texas independence. What does this group stand for? You'll be learning just as I am coming up in the next segment. Then, Murdoch CEO labels bloggers political extremists, says we should go to jail, just like we do, I guess, in China or in other countries. So very sickening. And speaking of that, Gates approves creation of new cyber command. They always announce it after it's built. Built down in San Antonio to snoop your email, openly to attack websites and blogs. And some military commanders on the news have said to kill U.S. journalists domestically. They say that's the new freedom. Defense Secretary Robert Gates formally ordered the creation Tuesday of a new military cyber command that will coordinate the Pentagon's efforts to defend its networks and conduct cyber warfare themselves. They will conduct cyber warfare against us. They say their target is anti-New World Order people that report how the Pentagon hires al-Qaeda to kill our own troops. I'm sorry, whoever gets murdering the troops. Oh, but you're such a good American. American flag. And send care packages to the troops along with the Taliban IED. And the mainstream newspapers in San Antonio try to go film the giant cyber command base from just city streets, and goons illegally run out and arrest them. I mean, that's America. You have a right to have goons arrest you. Feds may grab California parks. Grants land at risk of California parks close. Dow slides almost 200-plus points. In fact, give me the latest numbers on that. I want to get to that later. Thank you. Dow plunging. Senate may pass U.S. climate bill, but reject the U.N. treaty to it. Yeah, so it can all be selectively enforced, Kerry says. Bloomberg. Bureaucrats will carry out mandatory home inspections under climate bill. That is coming up. Farmers to rally in Fresno over water as they turn their water off, saying it's for endangered fish. All about driving you off the property. After the bankers get it, they'll turn the water back on. Emotion, but few details in Obama's health care pitch. That is coming up. Let me try to tell you about that sponsor I was unable to tell you about because the some of the network feeds cut out. We were still on air on some, but I just didn't want to just talk to part of the people, so we went to rebroadcast for about a minute. HomeGain. I want to tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, getting any real estate questions answered, HomeGain.com, and see what I'm talking about. They got everything's free on the site, HomeGain.com. The home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market, HomeGain.com. Now, they've got the street view where you can look at the house at street level and take a virtual walk through the neighborhood you are interested in. You've got to see it for yourself, and it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. And again, this is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. HomeGain.com. And continuing with other great sponsors before we go to break and come back and go to our guest, SurvivalSeedBank.com. Fabulous, folks. Everybody should have seeds, water, firearms, food. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, pilgrims, for example, when seeds had the highest value of any bartered item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against hybrid seeds, waged by the global elite, who want to control us by controlling the food supply. Governments are storing seeds. The UN is storing seeds. Globalists of every stripe are storing seeds near the Arctic Circle. Why do you think this is? You know why. Control and power. Solutions from Science is trying to get seeds out of the globalist hands and into the hands of the people, one seed bank at a time, one family at a time. A Survival Seed Bank from Solutions from Science contains enough open pollinated seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. The globalists, ladies and gentlemen, don't own all the seeds yet, but they're trying to. Get your Survival Seed Bank today, SurvivalSeedBank.com, or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, SurvivalSeedBank.com. Okay, my friends, we will come back and go to our next guest for about a segment or two, then huge news blitz and more of your phone calls, and we have Spencer Pratt and Heidi Pratt popping back in with all the big headlines that interview made here 2 days ago. Stay with us.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, there is a giant news blitz coming up at the bottom of the hour. Gigantic. Key audio clips, video clips. National TV saying, man, we really need to be hit by Al-Qaeda to get the American people to go along with this new world order. In fact, let's pull up some of those old articles. Headline, columnist says, well, we need another 9-11. Our 9-11 was good for America. I want to have some of the background stuff. This is a theme. You can also Google Pentagon generals. Pentagon PR generals, the retired generals who it turned out were secretly on payroll, in an audio tape with Rumsfeld saying, 9-11 sure helped us. We sure need another attack. Without that, we can't have our new world order. So that is coming up with a lot of other news as well. Daniel Miller has gotten some national news coverage. He's the president of the Texas Nationalist Movement. Now, I want to be clear. The national media has said that when I call for states' rights, 9th and 10th Amendment, who constituted the federal government, it's out of control, now dominated by foreign offshore corporations. So we have to get control of the feds. But I also see the globalists, they create global regions and then balkanize within the regions the original unions to weaken the original governments. They don't want national governments. They don't want sovereign governments. They want to balkanize and break those up into smaller pieces in larger regions. This is the great game, divide and conquer, balkanization. So, again, big global new regions where big global authorities control them, but then they're broken up. Now, I'm obviously had family, the Texas Revolution, my family, the Ayers family, raised Colonel Travis's son, and they were in the Battle of San Jacinto and all that stuff. And I love Texas. And if and the U.S. doesn't really exist anymore. It is the fall of the Republic. You can really say it's pretty much gone. They pass all these new bills for socialized health care and green taxes and carbon taxes and hate speech laws and federalization of all water above ground and below ground. All that's happening right now. A total blanket amnesty. Then you might as well have Texas break off. But, again, that'll probably be dominated by some thugs. Whenever you start seeing Perry start saying he might want secession, and then people connected to Black Ops saying it, you got to look out. Now, I'm not saying the folks pushing for it aren't great people, and I think it's their right to secede if Texans want to do it. I just, as a Texan, have a right to say, I want to look at this closely. Also, if we're going to have secession, I think the Republic of Texas did it wrong. People announcing themselves presidents from West Texas, and if somebody had a bass boat, they would call themselves admiral, and I'm almost not joking. The people in military outfits and weird, you know, their attaches running around, like, you know, there were no privates in this thing. It was all just a military president, and, you know, really pretty ridiculous in my opinion. And then the Republic of Texas people get mad because I wouldn't salute them. I'd be in an event and they'd show up festooned with five stars and I wouldn't bow to the emperor and I would then be bad. Yeah, I mean, if it was a famous Indian fighter or something who'd fought with President Jackson, like Sam Houston, and of course he just called himself a general at first and later got elected and they had an election. So I mean, you know, again, will the media make us look ridiculous through all of this? Let's talk to Daniel Miller, and he's the president of Texas Nationalist Movement. I'm glad he's the president of the movement and not announcing himself the president. You don't have any guys in bass boats, do you, announcing themselves as admirals?
No, we don't have anybody that are announcing themselves as admirals, but I would guess that we probably have quite a few bass boats amongst our membership.
Well, listen. I mean, I've seen you on TV. I think you're a great guy and, you know, articulate and well-spoken instead of guys spitting tobacco announcing that the president, you're supposed to kneel to them. Total insanity. Tell us what's going on. Tell us about your movement.
Well, Alex, you know, we are the Texas Nationalist Movement, and we're dedicated to securing and preserving the cultural, political, and economic independence of Texas. And, you know, for anyone who's been listening to your program any length of time whatsoever, they're going to understand exactly why it is that Texas wants to stand up on its own. If we're going to preserve those things that made the Constitution great, that made, you know, the United States of America great, then this is what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to establish Texas as a bastion of freedom and independence and then work our way out from there.
Well, if secession was done as limited for reentry into the real union when it was reestablished, that would be better. Bill of Rights, Constitution, arrest the governor, arrest the bankers, you know, not let them run it. And then we got our own oil. We've got everything from swamps to pine woods to prairie to farmland to mountains. This, you know, Texas is what, as big as France, the eighth biggest economy in the world. California's the seventh, and it's about to totally implode. I agree. If we're not going to fall to the parasites like California, if it was done right, it would be a good thing. But so tell us about your plan. Tell us about your idea. Tell us about your group.
Well, you know, let me address something that you just mentioned, because I think that is, you know, for folks like us that have engaged in the protection of the Constitution for years now, you know, that's a legitimate concern. You know, what happens if, you know, we get to the other side of this independence and we wind up with the same old Uncle Sam Jr. in the driver's seat? And that is entirely dependent upon the people. You know, Article 1, Section 2 of the Texas Constitution says that all political power is inherent in the people. I mean, that's a sentiment that was echoed in the Declaration of Independence. It is a foundational principle, both that led the 13 colonies to secede from Great Britain, led Texas to secede from Mexico, and it's, you know, part of the contract between Texas and the rest of the states when Texas entered the Union. So this concept of all political power being inherent in the people is not just some kind of dusty old principle. It really is a call to action for all of those people out there that believe in the principles of freedom and rights to get involved. And the only thing that is going to prevent this march toward globalism is for people that listen to your program, people that listen to other programs, people that believe in these principles of freedom and independence to stand up and take action.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and the group itself.
Sure. We are the largest and the oldest organization dedicated to Texas independence and the principles of freedom. We have been engaged in this debate for a very long time. And beyond that, you know, in the more recent examples, we were very active in working on getting HCR 50 passed, which is the sovereignty resolution here in Texas. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, that thing needed a lot more teeth than it really had. But, you know, given that we're having to spoon feed a lot of these guys in the legislature, it was definitely an accomplishment.
Yeah, for those that don't know, Texas did pass the resolution saying we're not under federal control and the states created the feds.
Yeah, and, you know, it basically just it was a reminder, you know, which I guess is the best that we could hope for out of some of these guys in the legislature, seeing as how, you know, they were more fixated on trying to get toll roads passed than anything else. But it was a step in the right direction so that we have some sort of measuring stick to hold these guys accountable to. Because at the point that the federal government oversteps its constitutional authority, which guaranteed it's done many, many times since the House passed that resolution, then the legislators are all of a sudden on the hook. Hey, did you pass it and not mean it? I mean, was it just pillow talk? And that's, in essence, what the whole crux of HCR 50 was.
Well, that would be an amazing, exactly, that would be an amazing message to the globalists, because there is no federal republic anymore, is to have Texas and a few other states break off, and then that would really get everybody's attention that, hey, the feds are illegitimate, they're out of control. Can you imagine how great Texas would be with a 100-mile-an-hour speed limit, cut the government down to almost nothing, all the business would move in here, open Vermont, Second Amendment, open carry, I'd love it. Absolutely. Well, I want Wild West, libertarian all the way. This place, I mean, it would just be awesome.
Well, Alex, let me throw this at you, because I think this is important for you to understand about what this means, and for all the listeners out there, is this means for the first time ever that people here in Texas have a say and how they are governed. You know, we have dealt with, people are concerned about global encroachment in the United States government. Folks, it's here. I mean, it's here.
We're already conquered. That's a fact.
Yeah, I mean,
if we're going to get the country back, we got to admit, we are totally controlled by offshore banks. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, anyone who thinks that the globalists are going to take over the United States needs to wake up and realize that it's been done. You know, the United States, the bankers, the globalists, I mean, the United States is the muscle for these guys. And this is really kind of the big issue that we have. And as Texans, we have to make a determination. Is that something that we want to stand for, or do we want to go off on our own path? You know, when the Titanic is sinking, deck furniture sliding off the deck, and you've got a good lifeboat over here that, honestly, has got a speedboat given the statistics for Texas and its economic viability. Do you want to sit down and argue about the color of the drapes in the ballroom of the Titanic, or do you want to get the heck off the ship?
Well, my only concern is the media will put a bunch of lunatics in camo waving guns around with gold crowns on their heads. I mean, just total white trash ne'er-do-wells, not all of them, but a lot of them, and then say, that's who we are. How are you going to try to differentiate?
Well, Alex, it's by doing things exactly like this, talking on your program, because I know you are not that. I know that that's not what you are, and I know that your listeners are not that. And I know that, by and large, there are a lot of people out there that are, they are professionals. I can tell by looking at our membership, from all socioeconomic groups, from all various political backgrounds, these guys understand that Texas independence is the best thing for Texas. So, when the media, the spin doctors up there in the federal city decide that they want to paint us with a brush as extremists, then what we do is we reinforce that we are engaging in the peaceful political process.
You've seen the polls. They're from 60 to 30%, depending on how it's asked, want to secede. And my point is, if the republic's already gone, Texas has no choice. And in a way, it'd be better if a good group like yours did it instead of the globalists breaking us off as part of Mexico. and a part of Aslan and the La Reconquista. Stay there, sir. We'll also give folks your website on the other side of this quick break as well.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 2nd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $932.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $959.11, $479.55 for a half ounce, and $239.78 for a quarter ounce. That's $959.11, $479.55, and $239.78.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
TexasNationalist.com is the website. TexasNationalist.com. We're going to keep our guests about 5 minutes into the next segment, and I'll do that news blitz. But I have to tell you, I've looked at their site. I like their principles. I like their ideas. Ever since I grew up, it was, we're our own country. We're the Lone Star. We entered by treaty, not by annexation, not as a territory, but we entered by treaty and then didn't relinquish any of our rights. And so Texas is special, and it's a great state. But I know the globalists want to destroy the republic, so I also have a love of the United States. I know we're not perfect, but I'm red, white, and blue, folks. But that doesn't exist anymore, and I believe we need to have Texas stand up and declare sovereignty, and through states' rights. States' rights is a national power. It's a confederation. We can declare sovereignty, the equivalent of secession, and say no to the globalist. What is your plan, sir? What is your plan to go out and reach out to Texans and to tell them the truth? And then how will we break these bonds or reestablish our sovereignty above the feds?
Well, Alex, you know, we're doing that right now. I'll tell you, one of the things is, you know, for and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not a fan of Rick Perry. But one thing happened that really got this set in the minds of people. That, you know, one of the biggest obstacles that we've had to overcome in the past is the feeling on the part of people that secession or independence was unlawful. And it was one of the major hurdles that we had to clear in the minds of people. You know, they believed that secession was treason. And when
Perry came out and said we could secede, they went, wow, oh, that's a great point.
Yeah, I mean, it basically removed the taboo. You know, this went from being talked about in hushed whispers in the backs of rooms to being talked about in cafes and restaurants and at dinner tables all across Texas. And, you know, it removed that first stumbling block. So now what we're doing is, of course, we're organizing to mobilize. And that's really what this is about. Our chapters are forming in counties all throughout Texas right now. Because we understand totally that there is going to be an organized effort to not only get this message across, but ultimately speaking, the people of Texas are going to have mm-hmm. their say in this because of Article 1, Section 2.
Well, Daniel, let me guess your strategy. I haven't really looked into it, but I would imagine take the anti-toll road movement, which they, even in the Dallas Morning News, said could cause rebellion in the state and has already created massive unrest. That's a quote, and that's true. As people learn that a Spanish company isn't just getting the land for basically nothing for buying off politicians, but 10 miles on each side of every road, and they're going to take it and not even give you proper value, and you've got Texas landowners getting this Texas Bill of Rights letter from the state, which says you don't have any rights, we can take your land, you take our first offer, or we just take it in 6 weeks to 6 months. You take that movement, because the globalists aren't going to stop looting us, and you start educating and you capture the attention of the anti-toll road movement, this could happen.
Yeah, I mean, and we're seeing that right now. You know, what we saw was when these tea parties and things like that rolled around, it really flushed a lot of people out, because people are pretty angry about what's going on, and they have been for a long time. And it kind of flushed them out. But the one thing that it did was, while everyone were at these various tea parties, these various events, venting about the hell that the federal government is putting every one of us through, the one thing that was lacking at virtually every one of those was a solution. And this is what people need to understand. The common element among all of these problems that these people are upset about is federal government, the federal control, this relationship between the states that has grown into Frankenstein's monster. And the way that here in Texas that we solve those problems is we remove the federal government from the picture. You know, my daddy was an iron worker for 35 years, Alex. I mean, he was a hard-working blue-collar guy. And he taught me a principle. He said the best government is the one that you got to drive the shortest distance to beat the crap out of somebody if they cross you and try to step on your rights.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is in essence what we're talking about. We return the power back to Texas. And, you know, the 10th Amendment is a good gateway for that. It is a good gateway, but ultimately what we're going to have is our independence. And when Texas gains its independence, when we start down this path, if anyone out there thinks that other states are not going to follow suit, they are deluding themselves. At this point, and to piggyback on something you said a while ago, you talked about the Aztlan movement and Reconquista. You know, in essence, with what the globalists are doing, Texas independence is an inevitability. And I say that a lot. But Texas independence is an inevitability.
All right, explain it to us. Daniel, explain it on the other side. Look at California, totally federalized, totally bankrupt. It's got a foreigner who says he wants to be Hitler running it. Looks like a complete clown. the feds are taking it over. It's either they take us over or we declare our sovereignty. Unfortunately, you're probably right. The question is, how are we going to do it?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Texas did secede. They're going to start staging terror attacks and saying Texians are doing it, kind of like the Basque in Spain. But we got to fight them. We got to stand up against them. They're going to play all sorts of dirty tricks. If this movement picks up steam, which it is, you'll see the news start giving attention to clown groups. I tell you, I like the work of Daniel Miller. Of course, I don't know everything about him or his group. But before we finish up with this discussion, with the point you were making about it's inevitable. Either we're dominated or we do this, and I tend to think you're right. I just want people to have a larger debate about this and realize all the little sophisticated nuances, you know, for themselves, from their own perspective. But specifically for my listeners all over Texas and all over the country, tell us about yourself. Tell us about your organization. You say it's the oldest. I mean, does it predate the groups we saw in the 90s? I mean, people want to know who you are.
No, let me tell you a little bit about my background. I'm Texas born and raised. You know, I had a family that fought at San Jacinto. You know, so we are Texan through and through, raised as a Texan, blue collar parents. But my folks always installed in me this belief in who I am as a Texan. They installed this instilled this belief in me about that we had rights, and they also instilled in me a drive towards civic mindedness to the point that I ran for mayor of my hometown when I was 18 years old. And, you know, the only guy with a platform, and I got trounced by the good old boy network. But the fact of the matter is, it was my first taste. And, you know, I studied the Constitution as a young man, found that in it, I found a lot of truth in what it said. You know, it spoke to me. It spoke to rights. It spoke to things that I believed in, freedom of speech, freedom of association, freedom of assembly. You know, and it really spoke to who I was as a person, and I got it. And so I've been engaged in this this activity related to these rights since the time I was a young adult. You know, that's who I am. You know, I'm just like a lot of your folks out there. I got a wife. I got six kids. You know,
oh, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I am. You know, I'm a business owner. You know, I am just. I'm the average Texan. You know,
well, I'm envious. Special. I only got three. I want six. Tell my wife.
Hey, we're the Brady Bunch, man. You know, it's hers and mine. So, you know, it makes it a little bit difficult, particularly when they want to put us all driving a Prius to get the kids back and forth.
Well, that's another reason for Texas to at least declare its sovereignty. Okay, well, where do you stand on that, or your group, your organization, some of the folks? I mean, what's the sense? Just declare sovereignty, kick the feds out, stand up for states' rights, and then as the feds push, go ahead and declare total independence, or go right to independence? And how would that process take place? Will we have a statewide referendum through the legislature with a year buildup for a popular vote by the Texans? Or would we have the legislature vote? I mean, or have those ideas been kicked around?
Well, I mean, that's part of the big issue. You know, there's not a tremendous amount of recent precedent for how to handle this. So we have to look to history, and one of the things we find historically speaking is there is no consistent pattern. But here in Texas, you know, we know that there are certain issues that we're going to have to address, certain things that are going to have to be done for it to be legitimate in the eyes of Texas. And we know that that's going to involve a plebiscite, you know, Article 1, Section 2, all political powers inherent to the people. So that means that at some point in this process, the people are going to have to vote. Now, without the power in the state constitution of referendum or initiative, that means to get that on the ballot, we're going to have to put the pressure on the legislature and the governor to let Texas decide. And, you know, we launched a petition drive for that at lettexasdecide.com, and signatures are flying into that thing on a daily basis by massive numbers. Our members are circulating out the written petition now. Because ultimately what we want to do, particularly since the passage of HCR 50, is we want to put the pressure. Look, guys, was this real? Were you serious? Or is this pillow talk? And that's ultimately what we want, is we want that vote. We want the people of Texas to decide our own destiny.
Well, you made the point it's inevitable. Why do you say it's inevitable?
Well, Alex, because just a moment ago, you virtually mentioned that it was an inevitability. You know, you talked about how the globalists want to achieve the balkanization of these unions. And that's the answer.
So if we don't do it, they're going to have the illegal alien Mecha do it.
Yeah, I mean, and this is really the choice that everyone has. You know, you can jump on board and make Texas independence happen and make it a bastion of freedom and rights, or you can let the globalists and their lackeys accomplish it, and then wind up under a system that is far worse than we're enduring right now.
Well, I know that's in the cards, and so people, I would just rather remove the globalists and save the whole country, but they are really going for broke here. And you know, this is real what we're talking about, folks. As things get more and more serious in the years to come, we'll have to think about this. We'll have to look at it. We'll fire out the website, contact info. Do you need volunteers to get involved? I mean, how do people get behind the Texas nationalist movement? Independent, well, in our time.
Yeah, three things, Alex. First and foremost, one thing people need to do is head over to the site and sign the petition. Go to lettexasdecide.com or click on the petition link on our site. That's the easiest way for people to get involved. The other thing, too, is we're a membership-based organization, so I'm going to encourage those folks who want to get involved and show their support for Texas independence to join our organization. Because to mobilize, we have to organize. And then the third thing that they can do is they can plug in to the organization once they join and volunteer. I mean, we've got county coordinators, regional coordinators popping up all over. Chapters are forming in counties as we speak, and we are active. This is not a coffee clash or a eat, meet, greet, retreat kind of group. We are active. We're getting out there, and we're putting the pressure on the legislature. We're going out there and actively educating people on the hope and promise of Texas independence. And we want those folks out there that believe like we do to join with us.
Well, that's great. I want to keep checking in with you as this develops and unfolds in the days and months and years to come. And you sound like a leader, so it's good to have you out here doing this and pushing for a referendum, pushing for a statewide vote. Daniel Miller, we really appreciate the president of the Texas Nationalist Movement joining us, and we'll talk to you again in the near future.
Hey, Alex, thank you very much for the opportunity, and I look forward to seeing you face-to-face soon.
You bet. God bless and take care. What he's saying is true, and I wanted to have him on with an open mind. I've looked some at the group, but don't claim to be an expert. And unfortunately, he's right. They're going to create a larger North American Union. We're already in that. And then break it up in subsections. Break the U.S. up in 3 to 4 different geographical kind of regional governance. They say they have 9 regions, FEMA regions, but it's looking like 4 to 6. The feds debate it. And Canada in 3 different regions, Mexico in a couple regions. So they create the global system, regional system, and then smash and atomize the locals. It'd just be great to have the states pull back, declare sovereignty, and then reconvene the republic after we arrest all these bankers. And, folks, we've already gotten close to 247, 49. I've seen two different numbers out of the Ron Paul folks. I got to talk to the office. 290, it can't be beaten in the House, even if it's defeated in the Senate. The idea that we're dominated by foreign offshore banks has begun. What we don't want is things to go the way the media has been phrasing it for decades, saying we will break up, but that it's going to be this big military confrontation. How about the states pull out of the corrupt federal takeover and then reconvene it? Here's one of the video games, Shattered Union. We play this from time to time. Here's the video of that. This is what the globalists want to happen.
Following a disputed election and a tie vote, the U.S. Congress installs the most unpopular president in U.S. history as David Jefferson Adams becomes the 44th president of the United States. Shortly after the election, increased unrest, rioting, and a growing number of militias have given rise to ever-increasing domestic terrorism. In response, the president invokes the Homeland Security Act and declares martial law on the West Coast and other areas of the country. Though highly contested, a Supreme Court ruling sidesteps the electoral process, disqualifying popular presidential candidates from several states. Public outrage explodes when a sham election leads to incumbent David Adams accepting a second term in office. During the 57th Inauguration Day ceremonies, Washington, D.C. is struck by a low-yield nuclear weapon, killing David Adams and most of the U.S. Congress. The destruction of Washington, D.C. effectively breaks the chain of succession, sending the nation into chaos. In an emergency vote, the European Union deploys peacekeepers in the greater D.C. area to secure international interests. With separatist sentiment rising, California's governor declares home rule and secedes from the Union. Texas follows quickly and declares sovereignty, taking neighboring states with them and forming the Republic of Texas. Now. The once United States of America lie in ruin. The time for words has passed, and the Second American Civil War now erupts as 7 factions wage war across the land. They battle one another to reclaim a nation, to restore peace, to rebuild this shattered union.
Okay, so there's the New World Order propaganda. Here is FEMA National Level Exercise 2009 with foreign troops from more. I looked it up, 14 countries. This mentions Australia, Canada, Mexico, United Kingdom, NLE09, where they help deal with martial law in America for everyone's safety, of course. And since the late 90s, when I learned from Thomas Sanchez, head of emergency management, Vietnam vet, great patriot, and it made national news after we broke it, down in South Texas, Delta Force came in and said, we're getting ready for martial law in America. We want you to go along with this and get ready for gun confiscation. And they said no. The San Antonio police chief said no. So the feds have been sniffing around wanting to do this for a long time. They're going to use Muslim terrorists hitting us and hitting us hard. They'll say Muslim terrorists did it and will actually be carried out by Muslims under their black op control. A 5,000, that's brigade and a half strength level Iraqis brought in. L.A. Times reports 5,000 plus, 1993. They work for black ops, and they also have Wahhabists here in mass. And the public will see these guys and really freak out and do whatever the globalists say. So you got to understand that that is one of the plans involved in all of this. You know what? Let's take a few calls, and I'll do that news blitz. I'll do that as we start the next hour. Listen, I'm going to give each caller about a minute because I want to get to everybody. Christine in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just have some information that I would like to share with you.
Go ahead.
Tuesday, I was in my house, and I overheard helicopters flying over five times throughout the day. Well, my friend Kelly heard the same thing over her apartment complex. And on the first, she looked on the Internet and got a piece of paper from the Galveston Daily News saying chopper leaves officials clueless in Texas City. And I have it right here in front of me if you want to hear it.
Well, ma'am, just for people that don't know, it's in my police state films. They've had urban warfare drills in L.A. this week. They've had them all over Texas, and they're doing all sorts of covert ops so that if they ever have special forces actually attack your city, normally they drill taking over county and city buildings. For any counties or cities that don't go along, NORTHCOM admits their main mission is suppressing state sovereignty. That's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, 2007, and each consecutive year. And so this is all part of military acclimation to troops and drills, and now they have regular army out searching people's cars, and, oh, it's in the news just to help, and local cities have liaison military in with them. So this is the martial law takeover going on just incrementally, but you say you have a clip from the news?
No, I have an article that I printed out from...
Sure. What's the headline, and we'll put it in the search engine and put it on screen right now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers.
It's the Galveston Daily News, and it says chopper leaves officials clueless.
Okay, chopper leaves officials clueless. Yeah, what happens is that normally they'd even rent a building in the middle of town, say Kingsville, Texas. The police move out of their old police station one day, and 2 days after they move out to the new one the feds paid for, Delta Force comes in and blows the building up 300 feet from Casa Ricardo Nursing Home. Then they go door-to-door with machine guns and say, don't come out of your house. The police block the roads. And then I report on it, and the news says I'm schizophrenic. It doesn't exist. So foreign troops are involved. Yeah, there it is. Chopper leaves officials clueless. For the second time in less than a month, a low-flying military helicopter has residents scratching their heads. So, too, were city emergency management officials, the Texas National Guard, and Joint Terrorism Task Force officials who said they had no idea what the chopper was up to. Last month, a similar Chinook helicopter was conducting search and rescue equipment tests in the airspace above Texas City. Now, I used Mr. Keith, Jim Keith, before he died, wrote a book called Black Helicopters Over America. The next one, Black Helicopters, Strike Force of the New World Order. Very well-written books. And it is confirmed they brought in Heinz, other Russian helicopters, and FEMA has its own private army with private mercs all over bases. So a lot of this is even above military. But go ahead.
Yeah, they were just saying, oh, well, we don't know what they're talking about. We don't have any kind of information, or we can't tell you what's going on. And they said that they were just doing training exercises hours. And, you know, that's a lie because they're not going to tell you what's going on.
Well, ma'am, they're doing from Boston to Dallas to Houston to L.A. to Seattle, even in nice neighborhoods. And I say that because they do it in poor because they can't stand up for themselves. Now they're in wealthy areas. Dallas Morning News years ago said they come up and knock on your door. Hello, ma'am. I'd like to search your house for guns. And she's like, guns, officer. My husband's gone. Yes, guns, ma'am. Please let us in. And they come in your house without a warrant and find anything wrong that you go to jail. They call it knock and talk.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your call. So I'm getting some audio chatter there. Yeah, this is all part of acclimation. And so now in Houston, it's, oh, suspicious gun purchases. We just come to your house and demand to search it and ask you questions. And, oh, we're going to use the National Guard in Illinois for gun confiscation door-to-door. And, oh, remember up in, Pennsylvania and Ohio and a bunch of other states that would say, headline, oh, the Army's going to do a drill looking for terrorists selling guns. And, oh, we're going to lock the town down and do gun door-to-door gun confiscation drill. Please let the Army in. It's only a drill. See, it's all just acclimation. Oh, what are the troops saying? Oh, they're here again. They're with the police. They'd like to search. Look at your guns. That way, local police, local county, city, states go, yeah, that's the feds. They're always asking about guns. So when they really hit you, when the bankers really have their hot two, you'll stand out. They're overthrowing us just like they do third world countries, but it doesn't have to happen. We can say no.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
We got Spidey coming up. I guess that's Spencer and Heidi's nickname. Coming up in about 35 minutes. USA Today is doing a big piece. They just called. A bunch of other newspapers and a whole bunch of tabloids. And Us Magazine is going to put it probably on the cover. And look, what does it matter? You get these young people from reality TV, and they talk about real issues, and it's literally using the hype machine as a red pill in the Matrix to get into the young people. And it's just exciting. So other celebrities, you know, it's great to have a Jesse Ventura or a Rick Linkletter or a Willie Nelson or a Charlie Sheen or the many other big celebrities we've had on here, but it's also great to have these little pop icons on. So that's a very, very exciting, and it's a great way to reach out to whole new audiences. We've got a huge new audience joining our gigantic audience of a lot of young people going, wow, my zits don't matter, or what my hair looks like isn't that important. What matters is they're poisoning me with sodium fluoride. They're poisoning me with this new world order system. Let's take a quick call from Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Reefer seed. It's relevant today because we're all praying. We should be praying for Honduran President Manuel Zelaya, who, as you know, was illegally overthrown because, by the way, he favors absolute freedom for farmers over this continual criminal death spasm.
Well, the main reason he was is being thrown out, and then Obama's having to act like he's not involved in it, just like Iran, no CIA, and he's also not going to raise your taxes, and he won't have signing statements, and he won't hire lobbyists. But, is that he was going to decriminalize drugs, and he said that he knows the U.S. government's involved in it. So, you know, the drug dealers don't want it decriminalized. Go ahead.
No, that's exactly my point, is that his call for freedom is what, and the reason it's shocking to me that both Hillary and Obama sing praises to this guy right now is because of a bungled coup. See, he survived somehow. The Lions survived, and I think that's why they have to kind of, again, they're covering up for a bungled coup, and inadvertently they're going to praise freedom for farmers, and thus, I think, help us get out of all these idiotic wars we're waging all over the world and earn our leadership on the world stage. We'll follow the leadership of Dr. Ron Paul, who's been talking about this kind of freedom and peace, you know, that we...
Well, we've got to remember, the CIA and the globalists, CIA openly was founded by Wall Street, they're all offshore now. They're doing to us what they've done to the third world. It's criminal, it's illegitimate, and it's wrong. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back and take more calls. I'm going to do a big news blitz at the 8 after. I mean, it's huge. It's jam-packed. It is coming up. Before I do that, I want to tell you about a few more sponsors that have made this show possible today. One of them is MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice, and storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 1,800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. Go to MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. Or give them a call toll-free at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, MySolarBackup.com. And in closing, check out the free offer at the website frontsight.com, the premier name in firearms training. They have a lot of free online training there. Their free newsletter on the Second Amendment. Frontsight.com. Find out how you can get 5 days of world-class gun training at the Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit. Ladies and gentlemen, find out how you can get the free Springfield gun at frontsight.com. Frontsight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.